Just one halakha. We were at a chuppah last night. We get a chance to talk to the different rabbanim under the chuppah during or before the ceremony. So one of the rabbis brought up a question. The question was, somebody in the synagogue had a talit. A talit that he wore for a few years, an old talit. And he decided to change the strings. And he upgraded and he put nusisiyot. So the fellow wanted to know, does he have to make now a shehiyanu? Because he has new strings. So the question really is based on, what is the shehiyanu that we make on a talit? Is it because of the beged, the garment, or is it because of the strings? So it got me to learn something. Maran writes in Siman Chav Bet, Kana talit va'asa bo sisit mevarech shehiyanu ve'lo gara mekelim hadashim. Maran says, if a person buys a garment and he puts on the garment sisiyot, so he has to make shehiyanu. He says it's not worse than buying other new garments. The person buys a new suit, he's excited about it. He says shehiyanu. So a garment that you put your sisiyot on is not worse. Now before we go further, this is quite interesting. Because Maran holds, generally speaking, that the time that you make shehiyanu is not at the time that you wear the garment. Maran himself holds the time that you make shehiyanu is at the time that you buy the garment. Although that's not our custom. We say that we make the shehiyanu at another integral point. There's two points of excitement in a garment, let's say. There's the time that you buy it. If it's in the store, technically, after you pay for it, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's off, shehiyanu v'kiyumanu v'kiyanu. The next critical point of excitement when you have a garment is when you wear it. So those are the two points. Our custom is to make it at the time of the levisha. Even though if somebody made it at the time of the kinyan, he has what to rely on. In this case, however, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to make the shehiyanu when you buy the garment. Because when you buy a four-cornered garment, before you put the sisiyot on it, so it's not viable. That would be like buying material in order to make a garment out of it. So you would not make the shehiyanu at the time you bought the raw material. You wouldn't make the shehiyanu until after you fashion it into a garment. Similarly speaking, if you just buy a four-cornered garment, before you put the sisiyot on it, it's not wearable. It's not. It doesn't bring excitement. On the contrary, it's a suit for him to wear such a garment. So therefore Maran clearly says, Kanat talit, but not only Kanat talit, Ba'asabu sisit. You have to put the sisiyot on it. Then you say, Shayanu de lo gara mekelim hadashim. So that's the first law. And then we follow this. If a person has a new talit, for example, the custom is to say, the ta'atif b'sisit first, and then after the ta'atif b'sisit, without any hefsek, he says, Shehiyanu, and he puts on the garment. However, the Mishnah Berurah then writes, Aval, en mevarech Shehiyanu ala mitzvah. You're not making shehiyanu on the mitzvah itself. Kevan de'eno ba mezeman lezeman. Shehiyanu is made from one of two situations. First, if it brings you excitement. The new garment brings me excitement. Shehiyanu v'kiyamanu. Or, if I'm fulfilling a mitzvah that comes from time to time. Example, shofar comes from time to time. Once a year we blow shofar. Once a year we have matzah on the night of Pesach. Once a year we have the Yom Tov, Rishon Shel Sukkot, where we sit in the Sukkah. These are mitzvot that come from time to time. However, mitzvah sisit doesn't come from time to time. Every single day you wear the sisit. Is there a time where we do the mitzvah sisit every 6 months? Of course not. The mitzvah sisit comes every single day. Therefore, you're not making on the sisiyot. Because that's an everyday mitzvah. You're making it on the garment. And then the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, Lefi zeh, im asa sisit, bebeged shehaya lo mekevar, If you put sisiyot on a garment that you had already, an old garment, afshilu ayabu sisit me'olam, even if that garment never had sisiyot on it, en sarich lebarech shehayanu. Do not make the shehayanu. And that's the halakha l'maaseh, that as long as the garment is not new, even though the sisiyot are new, there is no shehayanu. Now it should be pointed out, there's an interesting opinion of Harambam. Harambam holds that you actually are supposed to make a shehiyanu on the first time you fulfill a mitzvah in your life. Even though you're going to do this mitzvah every single day, but the first time in your life that you do the mitzvah, even though after that it's a mitzvah that's very, very prevalent, very common, every single day, you make. And therefore Harambam Shita is that a bar mitzvah boy, the first time he puts on his tefillin, he's supposed to make shehiyanu. However, we are not posek like this Harambam. We posek like the other shitot that say, no, since tefillin again is a mitzvah that comes daily, so therefore it does not qualify for shehiyanu. However, it should be noted that it would be proper to tell a bar mitzvah boy when he's putting on his new talit on the day of his bar mitzvah, and he's making shehiyanu on the talit, to tell him, have in mind also with that shehiyanu, according to the Shita of Harambam, that for you putting on your tefillin the first time, that shehiyanu will cover both items. Of course, if he didn't have this kavanah, he still would not make a shehiyanu, only l'aniyah.